Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum.
It is the Savage Nation. What a day of sanctimony. You could see why most Americans who have a brain are atheists. I'm sorry to tell you, this was the last straw for me. It was bad enough watching the naked Marxist Pope, who has spent his time attacking America, attacking the middle class for days. And the sanctimony today of not only the Pope, but the other so-called religious leaders, the Reform rabbis. My toes curled up in my shoes. The monks. I don't understand it. How can I mean, you see people can look through this stuff. And the city of New York is just... And then Boehner, Mr. Crybaby. He suddenly wakes up because he met the Pope, who blessed his grandchild, and decided that he was going to resign today. Well, not so. He's got another month to destroy America. And what we've got to do is watch what he does. The guess is he's going to push through immigration reform, meaning amnesty for millions of illegals. He's going to push through funding for Planned Parenthood to make sure the abortions roll on. He's going to roll up the debt, and then he'll retire from Congress, John Boehner. God only knows what golden parachute awaits him from those in Congress that he has worked this deal out with, because I don't trust this man. He is the least popular speaker in 30 years. And what's ironic here is he began as one of the Young Turks. Boehner came to power as a conservative, firebrand, Tea Party member type. And, of course, he got compromised by the system. And look what he is today, a crybaby. And he's the one, by the way, who brought the Pope here. He's been working on bringing the Pope here for 10 years. So when you say, why are we seeing a breakdown of the walls between the church and state, it was John Boehner who did it. You know that it wasn't Obama who wanted the Marxist Pope here, although it worked out for Obama real fine. So we open it up to your calls today on the Savage Nation, 855-407-282. Who is Pontius Pilate? Who is Judas? Who is Jesus? I mean, it's so hard for most people to understand the players on the stage today. The same day the Pope speaks before the UN, and we know what the UN is, anti-American to the core. And the same day, Boehner wakes up and decides he's resigning. Resigning. And McConnell, of course, salutes Boehner. We got to play a little of the sound. The Pope is old already. I can't wait till he leaves the country. I can't take it anymore. The entire nation is in a mass hysteria. You know, this is not a mass, but mass hysteria. Do you see what's going on? It's like a mass hysteria over this bouncer. And a man called my show yesterday, had the nerve to say to me that he sees things from a higher plane than I do. Do you know who used to use that rhetoric? That's a medieval view of the average man, that the religious people have they function on a higher plane than we do. Kings function on a higher plane than we do. They see things more divinely than we do. It's utterly unbelievable to me to put up with this, but this is what's happening in America today. And how he could speak before the joint session of Congress was a mystery to me until I learned that it was John Boehner himself who brought the Pope here. That's another one of his great accomplishments, is bringing the Pope to bust down the walls between church and state and impose this naked Leninist doctrine upon all of us from Pope Francis, who I call Pope Two-Faced the Tenth. Now, I realized something last night. I had a little difficulty sleeping because many of my listeners are devout Catholics, and they have enjoyed my show and loved my show and loved my values and loved my viewpoints for years. You know, but when the rubber hits the road, you know what's going to happen, don't you? The devout Catholics who have loved me for my traditional family values and my patriotism and my borders language culture message, they're going to go with the Pope. They're not even going to analyze what this Pope is saying and how dangerous he actually is. Now, fortunately, the Pope has no power. He has no legislative power whatsoever. But he sways a lot of sheeple to think that by giving up their liberty, they're going to have something good happen to them in the next world. He sways many of the sheeple to think that America is an evil nation. He sways many sheeple into thinking that America is the greatest polluter on the planet. Well, he ought to reserve those remarks for China and India, two of the largest polluters on the planet. When he meets with Chairman Mao Z, whatever his name is, Chairman Z, I would call him Chairman Zero. When he meets Chairman Zero today, maybe he ought to say, I'd like to go to your country and lecture you on pollution. Think that'll happen? Nah. But let's say we're balancing these two stories. The phone number here is 855-407-282. We have a few open lines on the show today. It's a big day. It's a huge news day. Huge, huge news day. And we should play some of the sound right in the beginning. When Boehner resigned and he gave a speech today, I was sitting there saying, please don't break into tears. It's old already. Who do you think you are, Glenn Beck? What is this act with the crying act? Does that really sell? I don't cry on the radio. Yesterday when I announced that it was my deceased mother's birthday, I was emotionally moved. But I'm a professional and I'm a man. I kept my emotions to myself. I didn't break into tears and pull out a crocodile tear for you to milk you out of some emotion. What's with the crying of John Boehner? Medication. A combo. A medication job. So he resigns today and says what a great job he did. And you have to now listen to both clip 17 of John Boehner congratulating himself for capitulating to the socialist president, and then listen to the socialist, communist, anti-American, anti-constitutional, anti-American people president congratulating John Boehner. Listen to clip 17 and a half of 18.
My mission every day is to fight for a smaller, less costly, and more accountable government. And over the last 5 years, our majority has advanced conservative reforms that will help our children and their children. So I'm proud of what we've accomplished.
John Boehner is a good man. He is a patriot. He cares deeply about the House, an institution in which he served for a long time. He cares about his constituents.
All right, you get the picture.
And he cares about
how would he know what a patriot is? How would he know what a patriot is? The only patriots he respects are the Iranian patriots who want to blow Israel and America off the map. Anyway, my friends, look, I can't say it's a sad day because thank God he'll be going back to Rome very soon on Monday, and we won't be hearing from him much anymore. Let him stick to what he knows best, which is Catholic doctrine and Catholic theology. And please keep his nose out of politics. It's offensive to me. Every Democratic gene in my body was offended by this Pope's visit. But it reached a crescendo today when I saw the liberal rabbi with the intonations. Here was the part that bothered me. They go to the 9/11 memorial, and allegedly it's to honor the first responders who were buried there, or whose atoms blew into the universe there because of the Muslim terrorists who blew up the World Trade Center. And nobody dare call it Islamofascism. And then to add insult to injury, the rabbi gets up and says, those who blew this tower up did so in the name of God. No, it wasn't in the name of God. They didn't scream Allahu Ach God. It was Allahu Akbar. No, they did it for Muhammad, not for God. Remember who they are and remember what they believe in. And unless we identify the enemy, we're going to die, all of us. You'll put a ring in your nose right now and buy a prayer rug. Go and buy yourself a prayer rug and get on your knees. I never saw such capitulation. To top it off, they had an imam there, again calling for peace. He ought to get up there and apologize for his brethren instead of calling for peace. It was awful. It was just awful. I tell you the truth. And the one word that comes to my mind is sanctimony. It has a meaning. Sanctimony. Look it up. The sanctimony oozed out of the television sets today. The feel-good sanctimoniousness. Sanctimony. It also rhymes with another word, baloney. Sanctimony also rhymes with phony. So if you want to call it sanctimony, phony, baloney, go ahead, make my day. That's all I saw today. I was not moved by any of them. The Buddhist monk, the Hindu chantress with. I never saw anything like the Sanskrit prayer, the Buddhist prayer, the Christian prayer, the Jewish prayers. Where were they yesterday? What were they all doing there today in their vestments? Nice outfits they have. One thing you got to say it for these religious people is they live well. Beautiful outfits. Nicest fabric you could imagine. But what are they praying over the remains in the year 2015 when this happened, the 9/11, 2001? Well, what's this all of a sudden, the grandstanding? All of a sudden they all marched in from somewhere. Can you just imagine? Look, I don't even want to talk about the Pope anymore. We know what he is. I've spent 3 days on him. I've studied him. I exposed him in Government Zero. I'm not going to read from the book again today. But I will tell you this. Many of you have ordered the book. It's gone up to number 2 on Amazon overnight. Because people are dying for the truth on this Pope. I mean, they've heard it. They have inclinations about it. But the fact of the matter is, Government Zero on Amazon has moved up the charts overnight. It's a month before publication. People are claiming, here, it's number 2 in books, politics, and social sciences. So will enough people read it to understand what I mean by Government Zero? No borders, no language, no culture. Will they understand that my warning, my decades of warning America, has come to pass? That when I say no borders, no language, no culture, what am I referring to? The Pope is calling for no borders. The Pope is calling for no language. The Pope called for no culture. So in other words, by not standing up to the progressives and radical Islamists, who are both working towards similar ends, which is the destruction of Western civilization, to remake it in their own Marxist image, and to transform our once free republic into a third world dictatorship ruled by Government Zero, where there's absolute government and zero representation. Yes, I do combine in-depth analysis and biting commentary. And I do cut through mainstream media propaganda, where I reveal an all-out attack on our borders, language, and culture by progressive travelers who have hijacked public policy from national defense to immigration to public education. And you need to know about this terrifying agenda to weaken the U.S. military, cripple the American economy, subvert basic American liberties, such as, well, I don't have to spell it out, there is no time to lose. The progressive Islamist agenda has advanced into every public space, from the White House to the religious house, to the military, to your local public school. And if America is to survive, we have 1 year left. It must be stopped. And I, Michael Savage, have a plan. And I've given you the inside story in part on this daily radio show over the years, but I've put it all together for you in my final nonfiction book, Government Zero. And I hope that you will buy a copy for a doubting Thomas out there who thinks it's all a joke, who thinks that it's all about selling a book, who thinks that I don't believe what I say, who thinks that it's not as bad as I say it is, who thinks that America is just fine, who loves the progressive agenda, who thinks the Iranians don't mean what they say. Now, I've taken a lot of heat for this criticism of the Pope. You have to understand, it was not without cost. I won't spell out to you what happened today, but something happened. I'm being told it's for one reason, but I know it's for another. Let's say my instincts are pretty good. I've got good survival instincts. I have survived all these years in radio, 21 years, with an awful lot of flack. I've flown a lot of bombing missions every day on this show. I'm not comparing myself to a fighter pilot, but let me tell you something. In the world in which I live, when you're flying this high and you are sending these messages out to the progressive Islamist hordes out there, especially those in the media, you take a lot of flack and take a lot of risks. But I've been very consistent on supporting the world's five principal religions, very consistent. And I took a big chance these days in exposing who this Pope is. And I know many of you are confused. And I know many of you are not educated. I know many of you are brainwashed. I know many of you are sheeple. And I can't say more than that. We're open for business. It's Rock and Roll Friday. It's the Savage Nation, 855-487-2822. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Francis took time out from his busy day to celebrate an actress named Dorothy Day, who actually created the Catholic Workers Union, which was a communist front group, by the way. Catholic Workers Union? How does that differ from any of the other radical left-wing groups that are undermining America like boll weevils? Why would he single her out? Why wouldn't he single out a Catholic who gave his life for the country in Afghanistan or Iraq, meaning a Navy SEAL or a soldier or a Marine or an airman? Why did he bring up Dorothy Day? Because she's a progressive communist. Sorry, I was raised by this nation, and educated, by the way, by very good liberals, to stand up to authority. I was educated to stand up to authority and speak out against hypocrisy when it comes from the top. And I don't care what vestment it wears. I've walked out of synagogues. I've walked out of churches. I've walked out of Buddhist temples. I cannot take liars. Am I perfect? No. But I don't pretend to be a religious leader. And I will tell you, this is a very bad day for religion. Not a good day for religion. I don't care about the mass hysteria. This mass hysteria is frightening. But what would you expect from a nation of drug addicts, TV addicts, sports addicts? What would you expect from a nation that worships losers?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
Savage.
Savage Nation.
This morning I woke up and I said my prayers, as I always do, and I decided, you know, today's the day I'm going to do this. As simple as that. That's the code I've always lived by. If you do the right things for the right reasons, the right things will happen.
Like a little boy said his prayers, and if you do the right things will happen. Maybe they'll happen for you when you get your payout, but they're not happening for America, John. We know that. But if you want to believe John Boehner and the Pope, go ahead. It's a free country. Cheryl Chumley writes for WND. She's a fabulous columnist. She's really one of the best. There's a lot of good people at WorldNet Daily. Cheryl caught what I said this week. Savage to Catholics, save us from this Pope's agenda. Urges faithful to reject insanity of his communistic principles. Here's what she wrote. Nationally known, top-ranked radio host Michael Savage sent out a not-so-subtle appeal to Catholics, urging them to save us from the communist agenda touted by Pope Francis. As the Pope arrived for his first visit in the United States, Savage told his listeners it's tragic, quote, to see a Pope arise out of nowhere who espouses the very communistic principles that the Church opposed, close quote. He was referring to the Pope's promotion of the climate change agenda and of state control to solve inequality and poverty. Savage said priests died under the hands of communists. The communists burned churches, destroyed icons and artifacts in Bolshevik Russia. Wherever communism has appeared, the church has suffered. Catholics have suffered terribly, Savage argued. He said Francis is promoting, quote, the same philosophy as the church's persecutors. The talk host warned, oh, beware the enemy within. He's everywhere now. Catholic, Savage said, are the ones standing on the front lines between us and this insanity. Just make sure he's not inside your own heart. You have to fortify yourself with knowledge. Knowledge is power, and knowledge is really the only thing you have left against these con men and shysters who would steal your very freedom, said Savage. Savage went on speaking directly to Catholics and others of faith. Never mind your future, I'm talking about your now. They'll steal your now from you. Wait until you see what goes on over the next 2 days, he said. Wait until you see all of these atheists in Hollywood and in Congress and in the media who laugh at religious people their whole lives, genuflecting and speaking in somber tones about the Pope. And was I wrong? Can you believe it? People who have spit on the church for years love the church. Why would they love the church? Because it's not a church anymore. It's a college classroom of progressivism. Period. Pope has no clothes. Naked Leninist. Read the book. Just read the chapter when you can, when it comes out. Then you got the same day Boehner resigns. That's an interesting one. The day after he finished his mission of bringing the Pope to America to put the final nail in the coffin of thinking people, he resigns. He did his job. What was that about? What is going on? Why would Boehner resign right after he completed his mission? We know that salmon, when they swim upstream to spawn, they go through great turbulent waters and rivers and streams, and they get to the spawning grounds. They spawn, and they die. It's as though Boehner is a salmon who just spawned the progressive values he was put there to spawn, and then he died by leaving the stage. But he's not finished yet. He's got another month. Now that month is the most telling month. You'll see what he's going to do. You wait and see as he pushes for immigration reform. You wait and see when he pushes for these other issues that are so dear to the dear leader. And then you'll see, but you'll never really see, what he gets in return. Wait till you see what he gets in return in his retirement. You'll never know what he gets in his retirement, will you? That's how the game is played. That's what you call corruption. That's what you call the death of a nation. That's what you call the rise and the fall of the American empire. That's what you call what's going on right in front of your eyes. A seamless integration between church and state, both on the same progressive page. Let's go to KVOR Radio. Frank, welcome to the Savage Nation. Your opinion counts. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Savage. I'm a traditional Catholic answering your call. And thank you, sir, for changing the music to a rock and roll at the beginning of your program. As a traditional Roman Catholic, it saddens me very much that beautiful prayer that's said at every Mass, the Pater Noster, which is the Lord's Prayer, is somehow sullied by its being sung in the same room of this evil heretic.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you really a Catholic, Frank? Because you know the Catholics listening are going to say that I hired you to say that.
No, no one hired me to say that. And if anyone who wants to call it, I don't know if you can get three-way conversations here, but I can...
I hear you. I hear you. But you have a main point here up on my screen. I'd like you to state it. It's so well put.
I have a number of things to say to give you some background that you...
No, wait. You let me read what I see on my screen. Frank from KVR says, Pope's spiritual transformation mirrors our secular transformation. That is quite succinct. And that's what you're saying, Frank, yes?
Exactly. And even before Vatican II, the Roman Catholic Church was infiltrated in the seminaries, which produced these liberals and progressive priests. And it's been going on for many generations and decades, if not centuries, to get us to where we are at today. And also, Dr. Savage, it should not be of any surprise to see the parallel in the secular world here in America. Progressively more socialist doctrine in state schools, as you know, planned by Horace Mann and John Dewey and others.
And yes, I know John Dewey, because I was an education minor in my undergrad years, and John Dewey was one of the gods of the education teacher, so-called.
Exactly.
Listen, stay on the line, Frank. I'm glad that you called, and I'm going to send you a free copy of Government Zero, the minutes available. I hear it's going to be available next week. Not in the stores yet, but it'll be available for me to send out from my fulfillment house. Let's have a little rock and roll as I go to the next caller here in San Francisco. Doug, on KSFO, what's on your mind, Doug? Go ahead, please.
Yes, Doug. Two real quick points. I'm a lifelong Catholic, and I have to say I agree with everything that I've heard you say over the last week. I believe in my faith, but I think that I really do think that we have a heretic in the White House. I agree with your last caller, and I don't think he's the only one that thinks that way. And my second point, very quickly, I want you to know you cured my mental disorder, quite literally. I hated you, and I didn't even know who you were. And then I started listening to you when you went to Drive Time, and you make sense. You stick to your point. You don't switch things up like every other person in the industry. And it really drew me to critical thinking. And I was a diehard liberal. Not anymore. Forget it.
I've wow.
Been this joker twice.
That's amazing. Well, okay, you know, the truth has its own, as Hemingway said, the truth has a certain ring to it, and people will hear it. Well, I'm glad you're able to hear the church bells, because the fact of the matter is, my message has not changed. I'm consistently borders, language, and culture. And to me, I don't know, there are no icons, whether it be churchmen or politicians. I'm not one of those who stand on the radio and glorify the Founding Fathers either, by the way. Did you personally know the Founding Fathers? Why are so many people so quick to say they were perfect? This is the same kind of idiocy that translates into the Pope as a perfect man. How can you say the founding fathers were perfect men? They were slaveholders. They were kind of dictatorial in many ways. So they wrote a brilliant document called the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I respect them for that. But in other ways, they're not perfect. Why hold them up as some kind of demigod? Or hold up Ronald Reagan as a demigod? He was no demigod. He was somewhat of a demagogue.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I'm not drinking any eggnog right now.
They weren't.
So when did you convert from liberalism to realism?
To be completely honest, I picked up the book Political Zoo from my local library right when you went to drive time. I started listening and things.
Oh, you're talking about 10 years ago. You're saying 10 years ago.
Now, a year ago when I started listening to you, but I picked up a book from 10 years
ago. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Wait, hold. Let's start from the top. You mean drive time on the East Coast? But I'm on from noon to 3 on the West Coast. So where are you listening? On the West Coast?
On the West Coast, correct.
Well, this is not really drive time. This is, you know, afternoon, midday or whatever they call it. And the whole reason I'm on in this slot on the West Coast is to make me available on the drive time on the East Coast, where the audience is much larger at that time. But then instead of picking up one of my newer books, you picked up one I wrote 10 years ago called Political Zoo. That's what you're saying, right?
If you were consistent, and your consistencies, you wrote about Bill Clinton. By the way, oh my goodness, your your allegories to animalism is absolutely hilarious. I have to say, I was laughing out loud when I read through some of that. But the main point is, you stuck to your guns. I wanted to get an old book to see if what you were saying now, as of a few months back when you switched, I wanted to see if it was the same message. And unlike a lot of these other jokers in the radio industry, you stick to your message. And for me, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. It solicits respect, sir. It solicits respect.
Well, I am consistent. Some would say that I am, who understand that my message of borders, language, and culture has not changed. And if you'll stay on the line, my dear ex-liberal friend, I'll put you on the list to receive one of the first printing editions of my most important book, my really most important book, Government Zero, coming out next month. That's simple. Time is about 7 minutes to the hour. Let's have some rock and roll, Robert. Give me one of the Johnny and Joes or something like that. And Doug will stay in a line and get a copy of the book. I don't like it. It's like Love Lost. It's going to make a lot of people sad. All the guys out there with child support payments and wives who are mean to them. No, we can't play Johnny and Joe. The guys will break into tears. Let's give them something. How about Walk Like a Man by Frankie Valli? Now, that might wake them up and make them happier on Rock and Roll Friday. Give the men out there who are paying through the nose because of the feminists who took over the courts, Walk Like a Man. Now let's go to Buddy Knox with Party Doll. We're doing Rock and Roll Friday. I'd rather hear this than sanctimonious speeches anymore today. Buddy Knox and Party Doll is one of my favorite songs. What would you give to be back in junior high school knowing what you know now? Oh, my God. People used to say that to me, and it would be a terrible thing. That's like a freak show, isn't it? Imagine a little 13-year-old kid knowing what an adult man knows. That'd be like you'd be like Bill Clinton to Buddy Knox. Party Doll? I thought it meant come over, eat candy corn, listen to records. I was an innocent kid. Du hast mich gefragt und ich hab nichts gesagt. Whatever that means. That's, of course, Rammstein, you have. So it's a weird day in the savage land. The sanctimony emanating out of New York is overwhelming. It's hard to bear. It was bad enough putting up with Congress and Hollywood and the media stars who think that they're gods themselves. And now we get this one who actually walks around. And the way it wasn't just the speech, by the way. There's a certain way old men walk who think that they're so important. There's a certain shuffle that they do that gets me angry. I never want to walk that way when I'm in my 80s, if I should be lucky enough to get there. Do you know the shuffle I'm talking about? Even men in their mid-70s start to take it on when they act very wise and very old and they move in a slowish way. I can't quite put words to it yet. I have to think about it. But their very walk disturbs me. It bothers me. There's something unnatural about it. It's posturing. 855-407-282. Donald Trump is still there. Yeah, oh, he's still talking. Can't get him back on the show, but we understand that he's still running for office. As soon as we hear from his office, we'll let you know. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN.
Hey, Rock and Roll Friday. If I could transport myself, it would be to Memphis, Tennessee tonight. I like to go to Memphis, Tennessee about 2 in the morning and listen to some blues music. But, of course, I live in San Francisco, the land of complete and total totalitarianism in the media. Along the lines of their boss man in the White House, boss man Obama just put up screens to block the communist dictator's view of protesters during his visit to the United States of America. Your evil president, who knows no bounds in terms of his bad taste and his evil doing, had screens erected in front of the White House so the dictator of China would not have to see protesters outside the White House. So we're talking about his disastrous policies of how he's treating, mistreating the Christians in China, how President Zero is mistreating Christians in China, how President Zero is mistreating the handicapped in China, how human rights have no meaning in China. Your president had the gall, the audacity. You call him a liberal? Do you think Obama's a liberal? He puts up screens so that President Zero would not have to see American protesters right now. I'll bet you approve of that. You're born to work in Nancy Pelosi's office. Another fine product of the American left. Well, you got children in a factory in China putting phones together at 17 cents an hour. 17 cents an hour. Why don't you tell that to Microsoft? Tell that to Mark Zuckerberg? Tell that to all of the others who are tripping over themselves to talk to the dictator?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
That's right. Oh, very sad. Another one for all the guys whose wives just ditched them and they got screwed by the courts. Welcome to the Savage Nation. They're stuck with child support payments, alimony, and they're going to be put 1,000 miles away. A curse, a nightmare, that's all they remember. A knife in the heart. So all of these songs, I'm sorry, you look back on them. Welcome to the program. It's Rock and Roll Friday. And even the rock and roll is depressing me today, getting me anguished. Not depressing. Anguished. I can't take it. The sanctimonious Pope, the sanctimonious religious figures up on the stage with him, going to the ground zero memory of the first responders, and they say, those who blew up the World Trade Center and did it in the name of God, said the liberal rabbi. I almost broke the television set. The coffee cup almost went through the screen. They didn't do it in the name of God. They did it in the name of Allah. That's what they screamed as they slammed the plane into the tower. But what do you expect, I say to myself. You know, the problem is this. Am I shocked by anything a Reform Jewish rabbi would say? Am I shocked by what a leftist pope would say? Well, I am a little shocked. I knew there was a left-wing wing within the Vatican, and I knew it was quite strong. I didn't know that it would elect the pope, nor did I ever think that John Boehner would lobby to have this radical leftist come to speak before joint session of Congress. Ever. Never. Not one word about the mutilation of baby body parts other than very obscure terms. Everything was in obscure terms. He talks about peace on earth. Hey, we're all for peace on earth. How about talking about the churches that are burning in the Middle East? How about talking about the little Christian girls who are being raped around the clock, Mr. Pope, by your Muslim brethren who you're reaching across the aisle now to? How about saying something about that? One word of reality. All of these homilies, they just don't do it for me. And as far as the lack of science and what he talks about with Gaia and global warming, nothing that he says is true. Nothing that he says is founded in science. Then he says we should be kind to immigrants and take more in. We take in more immigrants than all the nations on earth put together. Do you know that? Why doesn't he go to China and tell them to take in some immigrants, especially non-Chinese immigrants? Why doesn't he go give a speech in Japan? There are many Catholics in Japan. And tell them to be kinder and to bring in non-Japanese and make them citizens and give them welfare and give them phones and give them cars and give them food and give them legal services. See how the Japanese would receive that. Only this nation of jerks puts up with this garbage. That's what's agitating today. That's what's agitating today. And then on top of it all, the hypocrisy of this church. The church is sitting on the greatest gold reserve in the world. The church is sitting on the greatest art in the world. And it has the largest, thickest walls around any city on earth. They're telling us to tear down the wall with Mexico that Trump wants to build. You don't see this as hypocrisy? I can't help you. I can't help you if you can't see the hypocrisy. And the fact of the matter, I'm calling for immigration leniency. What in the world is he thinking? What is he thinking? We took in 1.7 million legal immigrants last year. That's more people every year legally than the rest of the world combined. Now add what, a million that came in illegally? The country's breaking from it. They do not all come here to work. They do not come here to work. They come here to work the system. And it's a shame that we have to listen to this coming out of a religious figure. He should know better. All of this is an attack and assault upon the middle class. That's what it really comes down to. Let me take some calls. WBOB in Jacksonville. Michael, you're up on the Savage Nation. Make your point, please.
Mike, you're losing me because I think your mockery of His Holiness takes away from the validity of your argument. And you're selectively quoting him in his message. Those things that you just mentioned just a couple of minutes ago about why is he not addressing these issues, he certainly has. If you look at the whole body of his message, he is, in fact, doing that. He is...
Did I miss his mentioning of Planned Parenthood?
He did not mention Planned Parenthood specifically, but he did talk about the sanctity of life in his address.
Oh, that's very good. Okay, I'm sure that the girls in Planned Parenthood who sell baby body parts are ashamed right now, and they're going to stop doing so. So your point is well taken. How about him calling for us to be more friendly to those who are migrating north for a better life? You agree we should take in more?
Again, he is speaking directly from the Christian message. He's the embodiment of the Beatitudes, or calling for us to practice the Beatitudes.
Well, that's very benevolent of him. Who's going to pay for it, though?
We're all called as individuals to respond to that calling.
We are. I'm paying through the nose. My taxes are over 65% state, local, and federal. What does he want me to do, pay 100% of my taxes?
I understand that, and that might be where he is a little bit uninformed that... We do have procedures, we do have laws for admitting immigrants, and I'm not at all for illegal immigration. But he does speak to the issue that we are to welcome the alien in our country if they follow the laws in
well, that's all well and good. How many more shall we welcome? Another few billion? How many more should we take in? Everyone that Mexico wants to get rid of because they're not supporting themselves, we should take them all in? Every Mexican that the government of Mexico is throwing out because they're either deadbeats or they're not wanted in the country, we should take them in?
Well, I agree with you on that, but I'm just saying that...
So what is it that you disagree with? You don't like that I'm criticizing the Pope because you look up to the Pope, and I can understand that. But you have to understand his message is quite caustic to our value system.
You're more than criticizing, you're mocking someone.
Well, so what? What is he? Wait, excuse me, is he above mockery?
I think you're being very disrespectful, and it denigrates...
I am being disrespectful, just as I am to Barack Obama, who disrespected the office of the presidency and disrespects the Constitution. The last thing we have left is mockery. There's nothing else that will reach these sanctimonious phonies.
the Pope is the vicar of Christ on earth, and you should afford him a lot more respect than what you're
doing. Wait a minute, excuse me. Maybe I'm ignorant. Didn't he start out as a bouncer in Argentina?
Now, that's just scurrilous information.
Wait, excuse me. He himself gave it in a speech. It's not scurrilous. You're an ignoramus if you don't know that. Read his own speech. I can quote it to you. He said that he started as a bouncer in Argentina. Do you know that?
Well, if he started as a bouncer, what does that have to do with where he is right now?
Well, how did he become the vicar of Christ if he started as a bouncer? I don't follow that. Help me in my ignorance.
He underwent a conversion early in his young adult life.
So you mean after he was a bouncer, he was converted to become a vicar of Christ?
He was elected to be the vicar of Christ as the Pope.
Wait a minute. Hold it. So wait a minute. Something's wrong here. You can be elected to be a vicar of Christ. So what does that make you? A man who was elected to something. It doesn't mean you have any divine soul, something better than I do.
Responded to a calling as a young man to become a priest. I remember that much from his biography.
Read more. In fact, I'll tell you what. If you Google, was the Pope a bouncer, you'll get five immediate answers. And maybe your view of the Pope is not open-minded enough when you think about it, Michael.
What does that have to do with his being the Pope now? The fact that he was...
Because his message is that of Karl Marx. Do you know that the Catholic Church runs America's welfare state? Do you know that? How much of the federal money, meaning your money, do you think the Catholic Charities gets every year?
The Catholic Church accepts money for... social welfare programs. They run the soup kitchens, they run adoption facilities, they run homes for unwed mothers. They do a number of
really. And how much of the $1.6 billion that the Catholic Church receives from the federal government goes towards bringing in illegal aliens, housing them, clothing them, feeding them, and moving them around? How much of that $1.6 billion is spent on bringing in non-citizens?
I don't have a dollar figure on that.
Well, I'm sorry to tell you, it's quite high. Refugee Services is the new cash cow, not only for Catholic Charities, but for Lutheran Charities, Baptist Family Services, the Jewish Charities. They're all in on the grab. There's huge fortunes being made in this. And it's all because of the money that the churches have been co-opted. So from a political point of view, Michael, I'm afraid you have to learn a little bit more before you can accuse me of not being open-minded enough about this Pope's message. And I would conclude, because I don't want to get you any angrier than you already are, and I hope you don't leave the show angry. I hope you continue to listen to me, because I understood that this would step on the toes of some devout Catholics who otherwise like me. I'm going to send you a free copy of Government Zero. I have an entire 8,000-word chapter on the Pope's history, where he comes from, and the falsehood of his messages. If you'd read it, you may decide that you are the one who's not open-minded enough. Thank you for calling. There's another one out of Jacksonville who doesn't agree with me on the Pope. We better have some rock and roll before I take that one. Instead of we do no Johnny and Joe, I need some serious rock and roll right now, because I have so much more that needs to be talked about on the program.
Oh, man, rhythm is in my
I don't like that one. Don't like his voice. Click, break the record. Let's see. I'm looking through my list. There's hundreds and hundreds of records here. How about a corn dance of the Zuni Pueblo Singers? Yeah, that would work today, because it was a multi-religious ceremony today. And I didn't see any Indians up there. I saw Hindus. I saw Buddhists. I saw a rabbi. I saw Roman Orthodox, Russian Orthodox. And a Muslim was up there. Everyone was up there, the 9/11 memorial. But I didn't see any Indians from the Zuni Pueblo tribe doing a corn dance of 1967. Or you can get a traditional Blackfoot shit. It's enough to make you take peyote listening to these guys. I tell you the truth. You watch these phonies, these sanctimonious individuals today. And by the way, sanctimony rhymes with phony and baloney. You watch the phony baloney going on today. The sanctimony was overwhelming. Yeah, it's one thing to know what goes on behind closed doors in churches and synagogues and Buddhist temples around the world. But then when they march it in front of us, a secular nation like this, when do we suddenly become a religious nation? When did this nation suddenly become a giant church, an open-air church for the Catholics? When do we become an open-air church for the Pope? The whole nation suddenly has turned into a church for this guy. It's sickening. Now, if his message was traditionally Catholic, which was anti-communist, you wouldn't hear me railing against him. I'd say, all right, it's for the betterment of our country and the world. He's standing up to the dark forces of evil. But he isn't. He's standing for the exact opposite of everything his country stands for. The opposite of it. He doesn't stand for the rule of law. He said, break down your barriers to illegal aliens. Bring them all in. Didn't he? Then he goes on with the false narrative about global warming and how we're ruining Mother Earth and she's crying. A Gaia message. A message right out of Gaia. And I've explained to you who it came from. He didn't write it. I know that this, the divine man who's the vicar of Christ on Earth, is a genius and better than you and I. But the fact is that what he spoke about, when he spoke about the environment, had nothing to do with his own views because he doesn't know anything about climate. It was written for him by a German radical follower, not of God, but a man who follows Gaia. It's all in government zero. So if you're so open-minded that you're willing to look at the facts, go and read about it in my book. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-CO-IN. The Catholic Church is so ingrained in the nation's charity work that it's quite worrisome. The Catholic Church is so much ingrained in the government's welfare system that it's sort of one and the same. Which is why this welfare state government rolled out 10 red carpets for Pope Francis. They're in business together. Now you could take the religious side and say he's the vicar of Christ, and I don't deny that. That's your belief system, and I respect that greatly. But as a secular individual in talk radio, I find it quite revolting that a religion would take over an entire nation. What is this about? When have you last seen any religious figure speak before Congress? The answer is never. It's never happened in history. Why is it happening, if you ask yourself that question? When have you last seen a man, due to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the American people, what Obama has been doing? Never before in American history. What does one thing have to do with another? Follow the dots. Follow the money. Follow the dots and follow the money. It's a simple game. And it's an offensive time for those of us who've been following this man in the White House all these years and see what he's gotten away with and what he's doing because of guys like John Boehner, the compromised John Boehner, who resigned today. You think that that so-called shock of Boehner resigning was not timed precisely the day the Pope arrives at the UN? Well, what is this about? Can you put all the pieces together? Who brought the Pope to America? Who lobbied for him to break down the walls between church and state? John Boehner. Did you know that? Did you know it was John Boehner who has been pushing for this for many years? Did you know that? Now, why would Boehner resign the day he achieved his goals? Don't know. But there are many ways John Boehner failed conservatives, which led to his resigning today. And remember why he resigned. Forget about the crying. Forget about Obamacare. Forget about his voting to inflate the nation's debt over and over again. Forget about his unwillingness to fight to defund the abortionists, the baby killers, the genocidal maniacs in Planned Parenthood. Forget about him working with Obama around the clock and golfing with him. Don't forget about those things, even though I said forget about him. In fact, think about those things as you forget about him.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
All right, it's a rough day. It's a rough day for thinking people, I got to tell you. To see a nation with, there's no other word but mass hysteria. There's mass hysteria. Now he's at a Harlem school, and the kids are pawing the Pope. In Congress, they weren't allowed to even do a selfie. No one could touch the man. Remember they said protocol requires no applause, no fist bumps. Now he's around the kids in Harlem and letting them do everything. They're kissing him, they're hugging him, they're giving him baseballs. Everyone's got a selfie. What are the selfies with the Pope going to do for them? They think it's going to get him a job when they graduate college? Here I am with Pope Francis when I was 9? I don't know the world I live in, a world of narcissism. The very thing the Pope said, don't be a narcissist, there he is posing for selfies. What a place to tell the kids, hey, look, put your cameras down and think about the poor. Instead, he's smiling with them. Addressing Congress, he tells us to take in more immigrants. We take in more legal immigrants than all nations on earth put together. He tells us to be kind to the poor. Well, Catholic Charity breaks off about $1.5 billion a year from us out of taxpayer money, the courtesy of Obama. Yeah, they do very well. Reminds me of what I heard about the missionaries in Hawaii when I first lived there in the 1960s. I didn't know how there was a thing called leasehold land in Hawaii. I didn't know what it was. And the leasehold land, it seems, were owned by family trusts, the original five families, all descendants of missionaries. I said, how could that be 100 years later or more? Well, a Christian woman I knew, a very good one, said, you see, the missionaries came here to Hawaii to do good, and they did very well indeed. That was what they said in those days. Now, that's a high-class way of saying they're a bunch of crooks and thieves who use the message of God to rob the land from the people. That's all. When is this going to end? When in the world does this man go back to Rome and leave us alone already? When does this end? When does this media coverage of this religion end? When does it stop? I frankly find it nauseating. How can our media give itself over to a religion like this day and night without people revolting against it? Is there something wrong with my message? I want to know. Is there anyone else out there who is fed up with the around-the-clock Pope coverage day and night and day for 4 days now? I'm sorry with the crosses already and the waving. There are, I thought we're a multicultural nation. I thought we welcomed diversity. Where's the diversity in this message? It's the imposition of a religion upon everybody is what it is. It's getting me angrier by the minute. Maybe I should stop. Pope Francis meeting group of immigrants at school in East Harlem, New York. Isn't that nice of him? How many immigrants have they taken into the Vatican recently? Answer, zero. How big is the wall around the Vatican? Thicker than any medieval castle. It's about 100 feet thick at the base. A wall that even Donald Trump couldn't build in 25 years. A wall probably built with slave labor back when it was built. What hypocrisy, my God. You know, if anything, this visit is going to make people even more cynical of the church. The mass hysteria is one thing, but those people in this country who are not Catholic are not buying this, by the way. And I don't think every Catholic is eating this, is taking the hook, line, and sinker. It's enough already. Why must he be here day after day after day? Why couldn't he just give a speech and go home already? Wasn't enough he had to speak to the UN, then he said Congress, UN, Ground Zero. Then at Ground Zero, they have everyone there, the rabbis, the Buddhist monk, the Hindu. Everybody was chanting in their own language, Sanskrit, Hebrew, English, you name it. Incense was being waved around. I never saw anything like it. But the one that got me the most was the rabbi. The Reform rabbi got my goat. A sanctimonious young guy gets up and says, those who destroyed the World Trade Centers did it in the name of God. No, Rabbi, I didn't do it in the name of God. He did it in the name of Allah. They screamed Allah Akbar when they crashed the planes into... See, unless you name the enemy, you're never going to defeat him. That's why the enemy is defeating us. That's why we're being defeated by radical Islam, little by little, with their front groups in the White House, their front groups in CIA, their front groups in the State Department, their front groups in the media. We are being slowly eaten away by Sharia law. We're being destroyed from within because we won't even name the enemy. Why? Because of the two-faced phony in the White House, who won't even call it radical Islam. Remember when the Charlie Hebdo murders occurred, when radical Muslims machine-gunned and hacked to death cartoonists in Paris? All of the world's leaders met in Paris except one. Your skinny, phony president. Your skinny, rotten, phony, Marxist, anti-American president would not go to that anti-Muslim, anti-radical Muslim rally. He wouldn't go there. He wouldn't even call it radical Islam. Remember what most recently happened in the middle of the summer? When a Muslim was going to go berserk on a train and three American off-duty soldiers constrained him? Do you remember? That he wouldn't even mention the word radical Islam? You don't see the brainwashing. Well, the Pope is continuing the brainwashing. This Pope had the opportunity to say, in the name of world peace, I demand that every Muslim on earth constrain the maniacs amongst your religion who are burning our churches to the ground across the Middle East. In the name of peace, in the name of world peace, I appeal to my Muslim compatriots to do something to stop the maniacs from raping and killing our women in the Middle East. Did he say that? No. So don't tell me he's the vicar of Christ. The man is a politician who got where he is by doing today what he's been doing his whole life. I'm sick of it. And if you want to talk about it, I guess we can, but I'm sick of talking about it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. And by the way, as the Pope tones down his message, African bishops are going berserk. They're condemning moral decadence. Saw this morning on Breitbart. The Catholic bishops of Africa are out with a blistering statement condemning what they call filthy campaigns that promote a culture of death. That's quite a contrast to the softer message that Pope Francis is delivering in the United States. It is a direct reference to the campaigns of Westerners to convince Africans to accept American and European-style homosexual sexuality, including contraception, abortion, and an expansive notion of sexual orientation, which is a pleasant way of saying something else. And these are issues that Pope Francis mentioned only obliquely during his few days in Washington, D.C. And so they're quite angry about the civilization of death. They're very angry about the agents and civilization of death from the West coming to Africa to tell them to not be so brutal in their analysis of a religion. No, the African leaders, especially the African bishops, are quite clear. They say that this sexual insanity is a new type of slavery. And they say that Africans who agree with this liberal view of Catholicism have sold their sovereignty for a lentil stew. African bishops. They say these political and economic pressures have but one objective: the drastic control and reduction of the African population, the planned destruction of marriage and the family. Those are the African bishops. And you didn't hear any of that language today, or yesterday, or the day before, from our visitor from Rome. And I think on that note, I'll take a few more calls and we're going to move on to other topics. WBAP Rich, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. You're on the radio with millions of listeners. What's on your mind?
Michael, I'll tell you, I've been listening to you all week. I've listened to you for years. I was so angry at you today when I began listening because I'm a very, very staunch conservative Roman Catholic. I grew up in New York City. But you know what? You've made so much sense today. And just the last thing you said before you put me on the phone about what you felt the Pope should have actually said, because you have been so right on about the Muslims and what our president's doing. You know, Michael, as I listen, I just reflected a certain couple of thoughts on the book of Revelation when it talks about the false prophet and the person that's going to rise up and be Antichrist. And it has also been prophesied that we'll have a bad pope. And both of them will unite together. And you know, Michael, as I'm listening to you this week, and today particularly, I'm saying, this guy is right on again. And I hate saying this because I love my religion. But from the very get-go, I've had a question about Pope Francis. From the mere fact that he...
But you see, I have not said anything but positive things about this great religion of Catholicism. Not one word have I criticized the true Catholic religion or the Catholic teachings. I've looked up to it. How many times has I, as a non-Catholic, have looked at Catholics to save us from the creeping progressivism in the synagogue, in the Presbyterian church? Wherever you turn, the progressive liberals have destroyed religion. I used to love Catholics that they stuck to their guns and they were conservatives. And then I wake up and suddenly there it is. There he is. Obama with a white robe all of a sudden coming from Rome. So, okay, you can understand my outrage when he had such an opportunity to put the radical Islamists in their place, and he didn't. He didn't speak for the Christian girls who are being raped around the clock in these horrible places in the Middle East by Muslim maniacs. Did you know that that's part of the reason many of these losers go and join ISIS? Because they're told they're going to get girls to rape. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. Oh, my.
Yes, I know all of this. I study it. It's what I do for a living. How do you think they appeal to the world slime, the vermin from the gutters of every country on earth, these uneducated morons who join ISIS? What are they joining for? They're told that they're going to get to keep the booty that they get when they invade a village. They get to rob people and rape the girls, and then they get a girl assigned to them. They can rape them around the clock, 8 years old. This is going on right as I speak. I'm not making up a word of this. And the Pope failed us, and he failed those girls, and he failed Christianity itself. That's how I feel. And I can't take any more of the hypocrisy. And I see this mass hysteria of the media. It's bad enough that there's mass hysteria from school children. We'd expect it from children who don't know any better. Here's Neil Cavuto. Neil Cavuto, all of them gushing all over the Pope. Not one word of criticism on Fox News. What are they thinking? Look, I hope the Pope, I wish him well. He should live to the age of Moses. But it's enough with his Leninism. If you'll stay in the line, I'm going to send you one of the first copies of Government Zero. I can't take it anymore. I cannot take this. I can give you 25 statements he has made, proving beyond a reasonable doubt that he is a far-left radical. Why do you have to assume that because a man is called Pope, he's infallible? Why must you assume because he's kindly that he's actually kindly? Is Obama not a quiet man? Never yells. I've told you this over and over again. When has Obama screamed and yelled? He's too smart for that. He shows you the nice side, and he works around the clock to undermine the very foundations of democracy. And so I see the seamless integration between this radical in the White House, and now we see a radical in the church house. Why do you think that there's a giant love fest going on between Obama and the Pope? Because politically, they're one and the same. Only this time, he's using the teachings of God himself to peddle a communist message. A message, by the way, that the church opposed through the whole of the last century. Do you know that? The church was vehemently anti-communist. There's a huge revolution brewing in the Vatican right now amongst bishops. And this nice pope, by the way, this political player here, do you know that he demoted all of the conservative bishops? Did you know that? Who did not back him on his message. He did to them what John Boehner did to the conservatives in the House of Representatives. He threw them out. Well, they're forming a coalition to get rid of this pope. Did you know that? You didn't know that either. Listen, I do this for a living. And I'm not saying you can't learn it yourself. You can. Most of you don't have the time to study these things. I agonize day and night over what's going on. And to the detriment of my own health and sanity, I have to maybe slow it down a bit. I have never seen such hypocrisy in my whole life. But the bigger word here is not hypocrisy. It's sanctimony. I guess it's the sanctimoniousness of today's appearances that really got to me. On that note, I'll take a quick break. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
The Pope is a religious leader. He's not a political figure. He's never said he's a political figure. And look, the climate is changing, and it's a creation of God and people of faith. Right. I think
Jeb Bush, who's been changing ever since he began running for the presidency, Jeb Bush is changing more than the climate, believe me. And in his case, it's definitely anthropomorphic. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Yeah, anthropomorphic changing. There's no question about it. Let me do this for you. I'm going to read you something. I'm going to read you just the outline. I don't want to bore you. In Government Zero, I have a long chapter from pages 192 to 219 on Zero Religion, Lenin's Pope. The first subhead is Hitler's Pope. And I defended the Pope from World War II many times on this show going back 20 years because he was definitely not Hitler's Pope. I then go into politicizing the papacy. I then talk about channeling Lenin. I then talk about the power of religious authority. The Pope attacks free speech. What is the Pope defending? The Pope promotes junk science, the real agenda behind the climate change scam, and the Marxist encyclical on care for our communist home, page 219. Chapter 9, I didn't even mention yet. It's followed up with chapter 9, which is zero science. Neatly follows the Pope's illiterate messages on global warming. And that zero science chapter includes Lysenkoism, purging scientists in the Soviet Union who dissent and who disagree in America. And I talk about how real science works. And then I say global warming and cooling are natural. And then I talk about inconvenient research, showing the Vostok ice core samples, something I'm sure Francis never heard about. And then I ask, where's the warming? And then I cover the junk journalism for junk science. These are just two of many chapters in a 100,000-word book. And all of my statements are referenced in the book. Now, many of you are religious zealots, and you don't want to listen to reason. And sometimes you don't even want to accept that your own church has been taken over by anti-church forces. But I'm not alone in this analysis. If I were, I wouldn't be saying it as vociferously as I am. Conservative Catholics in the church agree with me. Only you haven't heard one word from them, have you? Have you seen or heard one dissenting bishop today as this false prophet came marching through our country, disseminating his lies that we don't take in enough immigrants, we're a filthy, dirty nation, we're destroying the earth? No, you haven't heard one Catholic bishop who disagrees with this imposter, have you? Any more than you hear any dissent about Obama from the Democrat Party. That's what you call government zero and church zero. You heard it first in the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
That's so...
Okay.
Hour three. My loyal listeners remain. And by the way, in this hour, we're getting hit with, I've been exhausted from the first 2 hours of Catholics who were attacking me, not understanding how they've been hoodwinked by Pope Francis, not understanding this man's message is anathema to Catholicism itself. He is preaching a naked Leninism, Marxism, communism, whichever way you want to put it. How could you not see that? 2 hours I've taken it. Well, now we have people calling who agree with me. Some of them are religious, some are not religious. You look at Genesis itself. The only Bible I believe in is the Old Testament. That's if I ever believe in anything at all anymore. And I don't know what I believe in other than survival. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, Behold, of the fat places of the earth shall be thy dwelling, and of the dew of heaven from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live. Did you hear that? And by thy sword shalt thou live. And here we have a false prophet coming to America, going to the sacred ground of 9/11 and talking in general terms about who did it to us and telling us to embrace diversity. Embrace diversity at the 9/11 memorial? To me, that's disgusting. Embrace those who killed us? He had every opportunity to talk about radical Islam. He didn't utter a word about the rapes, the murders, the burning of the churches, not a word about the Catholic girls who are screaming now in rape hotels in the Middle East. Yeah, oh, they exist. You're not reading about it in the news. You're not reading about it in the Mirror. You're not reading about it in the Post or the New York Times. But these rape hotels exist. You know who Hitler got to man the concentration camps, don't you? He got the scum of the earth, the drunks, the drug addicts, the sadists, the murderers off the gutters of Germany. And he gave them a uniform and a baton, and he had them control the poor victims who were in the concentration camps, rape them if they wanted, mutilate them if they wanted, whatever they wanted to do, that's how we got in there. That's how he took the vermin off the streets of Germany, the good Germans, and put them into the concentration camp to run them. Well, who do you think ISIS appeals to? Do you think ISIS appeals to the average Muslim who hates ISIS? They appeal to the same level of vermin that Hitler appealed to. The sadists, the murderers, the rapists, the mass murderers. And what do they promise those who join ISIS? That they can keep what they steal when they invade a village. And they're going to get, mainly it's sex. Did you know that all these great holy Muslims are drawn in by sex? It's all about sex, sex, sex. These are guys who can't attract a girl in their home country because they're disgusting wrecks of humanity. So they're told, not only will you get girls, we're going to give you a couple of them. You can do what you want with them around the clock. That's what's going on right now. And instead of appealing to Muslims around the world to stand up to these subhumans and tell them not to be called in by them because they're appealing to the worst of humanity. He didn't say a word about it. He tells us to embrace diversity in America. When has the Vatican embraced diversity? When has the Vatican embraced diversity? Well, anyway, I've made my point. I'm not going to keep doing this. I can't wait till this meddler goes back to Rome and leaves us alone already. I'm offended that the whole nation has come to a halt for any religious figure. It wouldn't be just the Pope. I'd be shocked if this happened with any other religion. How is this happening? Is this country largely Catholic? Robert, am I mistaken that it isn't? Is the country not predominantly Protestant? Am I mistaken in that? Is this nation not... Look, it's predominantly a Christian nation, despite what they would tell you on the media. And of the Christians who compose the majority religion in America, is the majority of that majority not Protestant? Then why is the entire media now suddenly obsessed with this communist leftist rhetoric of the Pope? What is going on here? Well, I answered my own question. It's his politics, isn't it? It's not his religion. Now, you'd expect mass hysteria from school children. They don't know any better. That's why they're called children. But would you expect mass hysteria from Roger Ailes? Would you expect mass hysteria to have stricken the showgirls on Roger Ailes' network? I mean, they stopped flipping their head. They're all in awe over the Pope all of a sudden. They're all Catholic schoolgirls now. All the hair flippers and leg crossers are suddenly Catholic schoolgirls again. I'm surprised they didn't get out their check skirts for today. I'm surprised that I'm sure that by tonight Martha Washington will be wearing her check skirt from her Catholic school days. It's awesome. The hypocrisy, it's unbelievable to me. So can we go on to something else? The answer is no. No, we won't go on to something else. And I've tried to show you that I've studied this. It's not like I'm just doing it for effect. I'm not doing it for ratings. This is very important because the propaganda now is overwhelming. From the White House, from the media, we've seen it. We fought against it. Now we see the propaganda from the progressive Islamist takeovers coming from the church itself, the Catholic Church at that. How is that even possible? Well, I know a prophet who saw this coming. And for a year he's been doing a book on it called Government Zero. And that's me. I'm not a prophet. I'm just an American who can analyze things. It's that simple. And so I'd like to take some of your calls on the Savage Nation. MAL, Washington, D.C. Cliff, you're first up this hour. Go ahead, please.
The Pope is the leader of the Roman Catholic Church. If the Roman Catholics would read their Bible, they would probably come away with the same thing that Martin Luther came away with, and they labeled him a heretic, and he's one of the reasons that I'm Protestant. He nailed 95 theses to the Wittenberg door, and basically Roman Catholicism has not to this day answered most of those. Indulgence and praying for the dead are two that I can point out. But Michael, think about something. You caused me to think. The earth was thought to be flat, and the Roman Catholic Church actually labeled people that were in opposition to that as heretics. Is the world flat, Michael?
But that's what they're doing with scientists who don't believe in the global warming lie. They're calling them heretics. That's what the Pope is doing, adding to that lie. They're doing what they did to Galileo all over again. This man is a throwback.
Right past, Michael. Thank you, brother.
I don't know. Is he still on the line? I want to send him Government Zero when it comes out next week. I mean, it'll be sent out next week. It won't be out for a month. Hey, listen to me. This is amazing to me. This is amazing to me. Apparently, I'm not alone in this. I felt like wandering in the desert for the last 3 days on this radio show. I couldn't even sleep last night. I had a bad night last night. Because I said, you know what? They're going to misinterpret what you said, Michael. Watch out. All of those Catholics who have loved you all these years for defending the church. All those Catholics who loved you when you defended the Pope from World War II on your show when he was being called Hitler's Pope. All those Catholics who were with you when you were opposing illegal immigration being put forward by the liberal bishops, they're going to turn on you because they cannot carry the thought that the Pope is separate from the church and the church teachings itself. They are unable to separate the Pope from their own church and their own doxies, and they're going to condemn you. They're going to condemn you as sure as you're standing here. And I woke up today trepidatious. And something in the radio world happened that I think indicated that I felt the wrath of the Catholic, let us say, the Catholic power structure in New York City. I'll leave it at that. The wrath of the Catholic power structure has struck against me today. And I know pretty much who they are and what they think. And I'll live with it. Things happen. But today is another day. Tomorrow is yet another day. And the sun also rises. Monday is yet another day. And I want to take some more calls on the Savage Nation. KSFO, San Francisco, Arden, you want to talk? You're being heard on the Savage Nation.
Hello, Michael. Concerning the Pope and all the people who are following after him, I and many people that I know believe that the Pope is the false prophet, and the Bible definitely says that all the world will follow after him. That is why we see so many people just flooding. I mean, it's amazing to me to see this happening. All the world is following after him, and there will be more. And that is why he has a direct attack on Christians, and it fails to recognize.
I don't think he's attacking Christians. He is attacking the Western value system, as far as I can see. In fact, I'm not alone. All of the African bishops think that he's attacking Western values with his liberalism. Has he said one word that is conservative Christian teaching? That is of any conservative Christian teaching in anything he said?
Not at all. But I think that the very fact that he said that the people that attacked 9/11 were doing it in the name of God, he's definitely throwing arrows at Christians. And, you know, we've got enough of that going on already, and that's just happening even
more. Well, I heard that speech. I don't think the Pope said it, to be fair. It was a Reform rabbi who made my flesh crawl with his sanctimonious Hebrew prayer for the dead. It made me very angry when he said that there were those who attacked us on 9/11 in the name of God. No, it wasn't the name of God. It was the name of Allah. Nobody said Muslims attacked us. They stood on that hallowed ground, and they disgraced it, as far as I'm concerned. And I want to know what this meddler had to do with 9/11. What was he doing there? What was he doing there? He had every opportunity at that moment to talk against the dangers of radical Islam, to stop young people from converting to that breed of Islam. He didn't do it, did he? Instead, he gave another homily about peace on earth, goodwill to man. He's not Santa Claus. He's not Kris Kringle. Stay on the line. I'm sending you Government Zero. I'll be back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO-IN. It is the Savage Nation, and I think the newsletter, Savage the Catholic, Save Us from This Pope's Communist Agenda, says it all. I can't mince words. I don't have the capacity for it. I study politics long enough to know what he's saying. I mean, if I look at what he's saying and match it with Karl Marx, it's sort of a puzzle that matches. The pieces go together. And I've exposed the Pope's hidden agenda on pages 192 to 219 of Government Zero. And frankly, I got to tell you, something just happened. I had Art Moore of WorldNet Daily change the headline on my book ad on michaelsavage.com. And I said, put up Savage Exposes Pope's Hidden Agenda in the book on pages 192 to 219. The book has now jumped to number 2 on Amazon in politics. This is a month before publication. It's already number 2. I think people are anxious to learn for themselves what the heck is going on and what's the connection between Obama and the Pope. KSFO, David, fire away. Your opinion counts.
In AD 70, when the Romans sacked the temple in Jerusalem, they took the treasures and antiquities back to Rome, maybe even the Ark of the Covenant, and eventually those had to end up in the Vatican. So John Kerry has failed to make a deal between Palestinians and the Jews. The Pope has a bargaining chip, and he's over here talking to Obama.
Whoa. What's the bargaining chip? Do you think that the Pope's going to pressure Israel to give up Judea and Samaria to create a Palestinian state that will try to destroy them?
Yes, and if he has the Ark of the Covenant and some of the antiquities from the temple to offer them so that they can get the temple reopened, that's a huge...
Holy God. Yeah. Well, you see, you're a knowledgeable biblical scholar. There are things I know nothing about, and this is an area I know nothing about. That's amazing. These are the hidden little games being played. You actually think that the Vatican is going to offer up those artifacts to have the Jewish state commit suicide?
Possibly. The Jewish state wants that temple reopened. And Obama wants a deal with the Palestinians and the Jews. And the Pope...
Well, that sounds good on paper, doesn't it? That sounds good on paper to give the Palestinians a nation, but... I don't think that they're going to want to live in harmony with the Jews, do you?
No.
In fact, that's why none of the other nations want Palestinians living amongst them. But I don't want to get into that issue right now. But, you know, I forgot that's one of the, what do they call that when you go around a house after it's been renovated? A checkpoint, bullet point, punch list. Obama could punch off everything on his list because of John Boehner, except one thing. There's no Palestinian state. Because of that nasty, thick-necked Jew called Netanyahu. That one thick-necked Jew stands in his way of annihilating the Jewish state forever. And that one thick-necked Russian stands in the way of rolling over Russia and turning it into a vassal state of Brussels. And that man's name is Putin. So he's not finished yet. He's got quite a bit of time left. This great new Messiah who's arisen, the Messiah of the left, who has now brought his Pope here for all of us to listen to. My friend, stay in a line. Government Zero has information in it. I don't have that in it. I wish I had that in it, but I don't, because I didn't know that. WBAP, Robbie, welcome to the program. Fire away. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Savage. First, I want to say I really appreciate you getting your third hour up here, because it's my drive time, and I needed that.
I'm glad to be in Dallas on BAP in the third hour. It gives me a lot of spirit. So what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk to you about your being a spiritual man, because I'm the same way. I'm a very spiritual man, and I pretty much eschew organized religion like you do, because I can't stand the hypocrisy. I can't stand the greed. But I just want to say that...
Well, you're touching a raw nerve with me right now, because if ever I thought about it, let me put it this way. It's come up, flaring up in my nostrils more today in the last 2 days than ever in my life about the hypocrisy and pomposity and phoniness of organized religion. I've never seen anything like it. It's agitating me. But I haven't given up my faith in God, I'll tell you that.
Of course not. And I don't, the house of God is with me wherever I go. I don't have to go to a building on the corner on Sunday with a steeple and a bell. You know?
Well, I have tried houses of worship. Some of them are beautiful places and sanctuaries to go into, and if people find solace in there, be underneath the stained glass, okay, I'm all for it. But I don't know. God seems to be in the seagull that's diving into the bay as I watch him dive, or I watch a tern drop from the sky and catch a fish. I say to myself, there's God's hand right in front of my eyes. I watch it. I see it through nature. Does that make me a pantheist? No. Am I a worshiper of Gaia? No. But I see God's hand in everything, and I don't need to be in a temple to see it. Anyway, we'll take more calls when I come back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
Rock and roll Friday on the Savage Nation. I don't really feel like rock and roll today. Kind of a day of, almost a day of infamy to me. I don't know. The hypocrisy, the sanctimony... It's getting to me. It's not just the politics. It's the pomp and circumstance of the church and the synagogue and the Buddhist temple all on display today. I looked at them as they gave their benedictions on the ground, the 9/11 ground today, and I said, oh, my God, these are all the people in college that I just couldn't deal with. I didn't like any of them. All the kids who couldn't make it in anything else, they went into religion. That's a thought that entered my mind. What can I tell you? It's just I'm a cynical person. I have to tell you that. Maybe I'm a realist. But I don't know. The Buddhists and the Hindus and the chanting and the Sanskrit and the Hebrew and the this and the Latin homilies and ground 9/11. Everybody wanted 15 minutes of fame. That's all. 15 minutes of fame. A selfie with the Pope. 15 years after the Muslims attacked us 9/11/2001. 15 years later, all of the religious figures decided to go there and give us a little blessing of the deceased. I don't know the whole thing. So you got to say, well, okay, is this going to be good for God or bad for God? Well, you're going to get a lot more attendance now in the churches. The mass hysteria is going to produce more attendance in the churches, that's for sure. The question is, will the church continue to espouse Marxism now that the Pope is a naked Marxist? You look at his social policies, there's no differential between what he's saying and that of Das Kapital. I've studied it. I don't care whether you read it in the New York newspaper. There's like one newspaper, chapter and verse. Marx Francis. The only thing Karl Marx didn't have down was the environment. It wasn't an issue yet in his time. So when have you last seen God or talked to God? Do you know God? Where is God? I was thinking about that myself because I go on, you know, up and down with that. I have the same relationship with God that Mother Teresa had personally. She herself said, and you read her, she was a great woman, a real saint. She said that sometimes she sees God and lives with God, and sometimes she doesn't even know if he exists. I feel the same way. I know about a year and a half ago, something happened to me. I wound up in a hospital with a neurological problem. I never, ever talked about it on the radio. I'm not going to do it now. I'm not Glenn Beck. And I thought I was finished. I went in that hospital, and I prayed to God again. And something happened to me, and the neurologist told me a few days later that what happened to me, he said, I've seen it happen to people in 1978, and they're still crippled from it. I healed in 2 days, 3 days. He said, it's a miracle. He said, what did you do? I didn't follow his medication advice. I did for a day, and then threw the pills in the garbage. I used nutrition, and I used a lot of prayer, and I told God, my work's not finished. It's that simple. Please don't take me away from my work. And I know it was God who did it to me because I know the organs that were affected were directly related to what I'm using right now to speak with you. You don't know anything about this because I don't play on your sympathies. I don't play on your heartstrings with all these fake illnesses that you get from radio these days. Every other day, another one of them is going down with a major illness. The next thing you know, they're back again, dying this and that. 2 days later, they're back peddling something else, a vitamin or this. I never saw anything like this. So where is God? Does he exist? Something else about this God question occurred to me, and it's not really controversial. Every time a man is making love to his wife, when he reaches a climax, he says, what does he say? He says, oh, God! That's why women are so arrogant, because they figure they're God. Why do you think women think that they're so important? Well, a man screams out, oh, God, what is she going to think? She says, yeah, finally recognized who I am. I couldn't resist that. It is funny in its own way, but it's true. What does a man scream up at, oh, God? Who's he talking to anyway? Anyway, just thought I would lighten the load a little bit with a little humor. Humor's a God-given gift that God gave me since I'm a child to handle some of the crap that I've had to deal with my whole life. And I don't want to go into that one, but believe me, I learned how to be funny when it was not very funny to be me. And that's how I learned to be funny. It was to entertain a woman who was crying all the time in front of me because of what happened to her son, the other son. I had to entertain my poor mother, so I learned how to entertain her with making faces and telling jokes. And I would do the craziest things you could ever imagine is my poor sad mother was crying in that apartment. A little old entertainer me. That's how I learned. I learned how to entertain her because she was sad, and I would make her smile and laugh, and the tears would go away, and I would feel better. I honest to God, that's how I learned all of that. Now, yesterday was a birthday. I never told you any of that stuff. But it just came back up to me now. I know, just thinking about it all. And this is how you learn things. She taught me how to dance. She taught me how to tie my shoelace, brush my teeth. That's what mothers do. God bless the mothers. God bless the mothers. They're the only thing that can save us. They're the only thing that can save us. God bless the mothers. So on that somber note, God, you want me to talk about politics? John Boehner, you want me to talk about him? What's there to say about him? You know what's going to happen in the month that remains. You know what's going to happen. He's going to screw us like you've never seen before for the balloon payment of his career. And you'll never see the balloon payment coming because he doesn't want to go to prison. So I can guarantee you'll never see the balloon payment. But you know and I know what he's going to do. He'll try to complete his task for Obama and the New World Order. He'll try to make certain that we have amnesty for the illegals. He'll try to make certain that whatever it is that the master in the White House, the puppet master, wants, he's going to get. God save us from John Boehner. Just remember this weekend. God, I wrote this last weekend when the Pope was coming, remember? God is not affected by man. Man is affected by God. And so I said, have faith in God, not man. I thought that's one of the most logical couplets I've ever written. It's actually logically perfect. It's mathematically perfect. And that, in fact, if you translated my words to mathematical formula, I'd say it's the most perfect formula, one of the most perfect formulas you could write. God is not affected by man. Man is affected by God. So have faith in God, not man. It's really good. And now we'll go back to regular programming. KSFO, Bob, fire away 30 seconds or less.
Hi, Michael.
Yes, go ahead.
Listen, one of the things I learned early on is to, when you're confronted with a lot of variables, just go to cui bono, who benefits. And if you strip away all the pomp and circumstance, you got two men, Obama and the Pope. And they both have things they want to accomplish. One is, in the United States, the Catholic Church has been losing a lot of attendance at the masses. And Obama has a need for more votes to support his liberal agenda. And what we have is a lot of people who want to come into the United States over the southern border, mostly Hispanic and therefore Catholic. And he's
and by the way, uneducated by and large, very, very uneducated by and large, and semi-literate in many cases, they're perfect for both of those leaders that you mentioned. And by the way, when I said this 2 years ago, do you know who attacked me? The Catholic League jumped down my throat saying, Doc, Michael Savage had the nerve to say that the reason we're in favor of illegal immigration is to fill the empty pews. They ripped me to shreds over that. But, Bob, I see it that way. It's all about business, isn't it?
It's strip it down. The Catholics get parishioners and more money because those parishioners are worth more in the United States than they are over the border.
And the Democrats, you're right. That's right. And the Democrats get more voters, and we get government zero. You stay in the line, I'm sending you a copy of Government Zero when it comes out next week. At least it'll be available. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. You think this church, the Catholic Church, is not going to have some kind of upheaval over this Pope? I do. I'll make a prediction right now on this program that I know there's a revolution brewing, a counter-revolution against this Pope's Marxism. I know it for a fact because I've studied this. It's in my book. Yes, I have to say it is. Yes, I refer to the book because if it's not me referring to the book, who is? Fox News? Rush Limbaugh is going to mention my book? No, I'm not part of the Rush cartel. Nobody will mention my book but me. So I'm telling you, I've studied this. And the fact of the matter is, it's 100% true. The conservative bishops who opposed the left-leaning or Marxism of this Pope were thrown down the ladder. They were pushed out. And they're right now fomenting a rebellion against Francis's left-wing preachings. Did you know that? Does anyone know that out there? KSFO, Claire, you may be more knowledgeable than I am. Go ahead, please.
Okay, I'll tell you. Yes, we do know that. There's a lot of us traditional Catholics that are outraged by this Lenin Pope. I thank you for your message. You're acting like the shepherd of the flock that our bishops aren't even doing. I am right now standing in front of a Planned Parenthood clinic with my signs about selling baby body parts. Where are the priests, the nuns, and the bishops to stand by my side? They're nowhere to be found. And I'm telling you, we get what you're saying. You're exactly right. Some cardinals are talking about maybe schism coming or schism with the German church with all their transgender and communion for gay and the whole thing. So we get it, and there's maybe a minority of us, but if the church splits...
Claire, what organization are you within the Catholic Church?
Well, actually, I sing Gregorian chant for the Latin High Mass. So I actually sing for the traditional Latin Mass, but I also do all sorts of other things with the church as well. I protest at the clinic and all sorts of things. You know, I'm Catholic.
Claire, I hope you tell your friends what you just said. And I'm going to send you my book. I'm not going to mention the name again. I just want you to have a copy. It'll be out for you next week in the bookstores of the month. This is the biggest story in that book. I had no idea how big this would become. I knew the Pope was coming. and I knew by his writings who he was. It's not like something new to me. I knew his encyclicals and who wrote them. I mean, I told you about it yesterday. Again, at the risk of your displeasure, I'll just give you one sentence, not one page. In the chapter on Lenin's Pope, I talk about who wrote his environmental encyclical. The Pope did not write it. He is like a president or a politician. Do you understand? They have speechwriters. Do you get that part of it? All important men have speechwriters, including popes. I know many of you think it's the word of God that he's speaking because he speaks in another language or he speaks slowly. But what he is saying is actually written for him by others. And the speech on the environment was written for him by a very, very well-known non-believer in God. And not only a non-believer in God, but a non-believer in the teachings of his own church. He's a practitioner of Gaia. And the Pope basically reads what he writes. His name is in here. And do you want me to read about it to you? You want to hear it again? Are you open to listening to any of it? I don't know. I think most people who are not listening to what I'm saying aren't going to hear a word I say. If I tell you the man's name, the German man, and I tell you that he's a practitioner of paganism, and that the Pope is just reading what he wrote, are you going to listen to me? Are you going to believe a word I say? You'll say I made it up. I heard that yesterday. The Pope knows nothing about climate science. The Pope knows less about climate science than he does about economics. He knows nothing about economics. Was he ever in business? Does that stop him, though, from rendering his utterly valueless opinions? In the absence of any actual scientific understanding of climate or the environment, he just repeats liberal talking points, putting a religious spin on them? And who wrote it for him? Would you like to know? Well, I'm sorry, I'm not going to read the man's name again. I'm not going to talk about it again. I'm not going to talk about it because you're going to read it for yourself when the book comes out. And you'll have plenty of time when it does come out for me to talk about how he's channeling Lenin and who it was who wrote this encyclical on the environment for him, because there's a name, an actual name. And the man is a great friend of the environmental movement here in America. They have exactly the same viewpoint. Now, we've all learned the hard way how lethal communism is. Over 100 million people died under the communist hammer and sickle in the last century. China paid an even bigger price in human life than Russia, where full communism was abandoned earlier. But every country that has tried communism has had the same results. Even Vladimir Putin admits it was a mistake. But that message didn't make it to the Vatican. He is espousing economic policies identical to that of Karl Marx. Redistribute wealth, class warfare, production is wrong, distribution is wrong. Everything faulty about Karl Marx's economic ideas, because remember, Karl Marx was a stupid college teacher, very much like most of the idiots who espouse Marxism today on full tenure. Stupid. They couldn't run a falafel stand. They couldn't open a yogurt shop and make it work. They couldn't open a coffee shop or a bookstore and make it work. But they're experts in economics. It's like many friends I had when I was young, when I had my children, first had my children. They were not married themselves. Some of them were even gay and very nice people, but they were experts on child rearing. Every one of them was an expert on how to raise a child, but they had no children. That's like the Pope on the environment. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
The mass hysteria, the hypocrisy, the vanity. It's unbelievable to me to watch this. And it's a nation, we're a secular nation. And to see this media turn itself into an arm of the Roman Catholic Church is, I don't know, it says something to me. It's going to take me a while to understand this. It's around-the-clock, wall-to-wall coverage, as though the entire nation is filled with Roman Catholics, when the majority of the nation is Christian, and the majority is Protestant. What is this? Is this not somewhat unsettling? Something is wrong. Something big is wrong when all of the Mamons in the media... The literal, you think the media is run by people who love Christianity? You know that that's not true. You know that those in the media generally are atheistic. They laugh at, they scoff at God, they scoff at the Ten Commandments. So why are they worshiping this Pope? Because he's basically eschewed the fundamentalism of Catholicism. That's what he's done. In simple terms, he has thrown away all the traditions of Catholicism and opened up the door to liberalism in the church. And so that's why he's being welcomed with open cameras. Well, my friends, I've done the best I can. I hope I've done God's work. This is Michael Savage. And all I can say is let's pray that Monday is a better day than is Friday.